Investment Flash.
Commodity consolidation meets currency carnage, and the VIX is just yawning. Welcome to July, where the market is pricing two very different worlds. We're breaking it all down on today's Investment Flash.
It's the London edition, July 1st, 2026. I'm Marie, joined by Tom and Gerald. We've got a massive Alcoa deal, BP C-suite reshuffle, Asia FX sliding to multi-decade lows, and a crypto breakdown watch. Plus, a chilling op-ed on why a crash might seem obvious, in hindsight.
Let's kick off with Alcoa, buddy. $5.6 billion deal for South32's aluminum assets. Bauxite, alumina, smelters across Australia, Brazil, South Africa. Bloomberg, FT, WSJ all flagging tight supply and Iran war disruptions. AA is down nearly 8% year to date, 38% below its high. I'm thinking this is a re-rating waiting to happen.
What is this? 2007. Next, they'll be naming mines Aluminia Prime.
All right, maybe not that far. But the supply crunch is real, buddy. Tight capacity, war disruptions.
Hold on. The deal's part cash, part stock, not an all-cash vote of confidence. An execution risk across three continents? That's a lot of moving parts.
That's fair. But the stock's down 38% from its high. Three major pubs flagging this. I'm seeing re-rating potential.
Oh, yes. Analysts upgrading after the fact. Basically a free retirement plan. But seriously, re-rating if aluminum prices hold. What if they don't?
Ha, fair enough.
The market's not pricing in the earnings impact yet. I say buy Alcoa.
I'll watch the copper ETF for sentiment spillover, but aluminum isn't copper.
Tom, you were bullish on semis yesterday. That worked, but this is a commodity industrial. Different beast.
True, but remember yesterday's sell crude call? That's looking prescient with BP's deputy CEO retiring.
BP's deputy leaving 3 months in? That's like quitting a football club before the season starts. Shares down 1.2%.
That's a governance red flag. When a key lieutenant walks early, it's rarely a well-run shop. Sell BP.
But BP's still up 6.7% year-to-date. Trading profits were strong. Maybe it's overblown?
Overblown? Marie's right. Energy sector ETF near highs. Investors might rotate out of BP. I'm selling.
Exactly.
All right, fine. Watch energy sector for rotation. I'm not selling yet, but I hear you.
Let's pivot to Asia FX carnage. Yen at 162 per dollar, 39-year low. Won weakest since 2009.
For Japan, weak yen boosts exporters. EWJ up 14.7% year-to-date. But intervention risk is loud. I'm holding.
39-year low is a flashing red. The BOJ might actually act. A snapback in yen would crush the carry trade and EWJ.
And every time someone says intervention, the dollar yawns. But the one is pure risk. Global funds selling. EWI up 97% year-to-date, way above lows. That's a sell.
97% year-to-date and under pressure? That's a crowded long. Sell Korea, hold Japan.
Same.
Now, India, European recognition of bond clearinghouse, record bond inflows after tax break. Indy down 12%, EPI down 8%. Opportunity.
Absolutely. By Indy and Epi. Inflows could lift the rupee and sentiment.
Tax breaks and bond inflows. Sounds like a Bollywood plot. But the monsoon could stoke inflation, forcing the RBI to tighten. 12% down might not be cheap enough.
Bollywood plot. But the inflows are a structural shift. I'm buying with Tom.
Gerald, your perma-bearishness is legendary. Sometimes you gotta ride the wave.
Ride the wave until it crashes. Fair enough. I'll watch.
Quick crypto. Bitcoin near 2024 lows. Options traders paying for downside protection. Ether correlated. No trade, just watch.
For real? Hedgers piling in. Ugly. But break of support could trigger a bounce too. Coin flip.
Weekly close is key. Breach of 52-week lows and liquidations cascade. Smart money bracing.
As always, none of this is investment advice. Now, most original take, John Author's crash op-ed. Imaginary 2026 hedge fund replaying 2008. Narrow leadership, complacent VIX, crowded trades. Eerie.
Oh, come on. Another crash call? VIX at 16. Hardly any fear. Markets climb walls of worry.
That's exactly the point. Low VIX means no one's hedging. Author says the raw material is there. It'll look obvious in hindsight.
Structural factors, narrow leadership. If those few stocks roll over, the index goes. Plus, the dollar crushing EM currencies could spark a credit event.
Crash calls. I've been collecting them like trading cards since 2020. But okay, I'm not saying it's impossible.
Fair. But the scary thing, none of today's pieces mention the Fed or rates. SPY 2% off highs, dollar wrecking Asia, and no rate chatter.
Right. A tiny hawkish nudge and the whole risk-on trade reverses. The press is on deals, but the macro is brittle.
So what's the clean expression? Our view, long aluminum, long India bonds, short Korea equities, resource supply and EM flow differentials. With a hedge.
Three different worlds. Conviction is low. Bigger call might be staying liquid until credit blinks.
Staying liquid is a call. We have Alcoa betting big, BP turmoil, Asia bleeding, crypto on edge. VIX yawns. For now.
Summing up, buy Alcoa, sell BP, hold Japan, sell Korea, buy India, watch crypto. A full plate.
100%.
That's the whole story.
Exactly.
And keep an eye on that yen at 162. BOJ wildcard.
We're back with the New York edition at 9 a.m. New York time.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources. See you at 9.
Later.